You're listening to Shop Talk with your host, Kevin Tates. Brought to you by Eastwood Tools. Everything you need to do the job right.
Hey people, you're listening to Shop Talk. I'm your host, Kevin Tates. Shop Talk is our weekly podcast that introduces you to tons of cool people and touches on interesting tidbits and insight and great information into the automotive aftermarket and industry. We're brought to you by the Eastwood Company. Now, don't forget about the contest. This is the Improve Your Skills giveaway. Entry details are available from eastwood.com, and there's still a few days to register and win big prizes from Eastwood. Use the promo code DOTHEJOBRIGHT in all caps and sit back and cross your fingers. It's a great giveaway, and there's going to be more coming down the road. This is not the last time. So what happens when magazines have disappeared? Well, let's all mourn the day when that actually happens, because they haven't. But it looks like it's kind of headed that way, or at least morphing into something different. I did a quick search, and one search engine yielded a ton of crappy ads that led absolutely nowhere, and a bunch of dubious links that are probably spam and are going to infect my computer, so I'm not clicking on them. On another search engine that I won't drop the name of, we got really interesting responses. The search was, what will replace magazines? It brings up a ton of answers. The first answer is the online magazine. It's basically a mirror image of what a print magazine is, only in digital format. Kind of yawnish, but it works. It's a substitute. It's okay. The best thing about it is that it's free, but you know, it's a little inconsistent. The small publishers are going to replace the big publishers. Much like in the music industry, this is headed that way in print, which is good because it takes the giant financial burden and kind of pushes it to the side and allows people to truly write for the sake of writing instead of writing for the sake of advertisement. And that's a whole other debate we'll get into. Then you've got online entrepreneurs like Eric the Car Guy. Very interesting. He's got a free website detailing all kinds of free videos from his experience as a mechanic. Passes on great information, doesn't charge you a dime. He makes his money from ads and from the whole YouTube thing. And he's got a small membership if you want that. And I mean small. It's very inexpensive, but gives you a great value. That is becoming more and more prevalent on the internet. Premium content is what it's called. New York Times, New York Post. There's a bunch of different magazines that have led the way, and a lot of newspapers that quite frankly can't afford to print the actual papers anymore and still remain profitable have gone to premium content. So what does that mean? Premium content. It was all premium content if I wanted to buy it. So I'm a little bitter, a little jaded, but the good news is that there's way more selection online. The bad news is that there's way more selection online. Navigation is an issue. And we're going to discuss some of these information delivery methods on the next podcast coming up in a few days. But for now, don't forget about the Improve Your Skills contest and the giveaway and the great tool prizes. You've still got a few days to enter. And also, don't forget about the brand new web series produced by Eastwood and me. It's called Hands-On Cars, and it's a really interesting watch. Won't take up too much of your time. And again, it's free. You don't have to have cable. You don't have to have cable TV. Remember, do the job right with Eastwood. I'm Kevin Tates. Stay tuned.